From now on, I think I need to issue a health warning. I would mislead you if I said this was going to be an easy journey. The deeper life, the life in the spirit that we're talking about, can feel narrow, painful, constricting and difficult to the old man, the old nature, the old you. But the new man, your spirit man, thrives on it. The first lessons we learn are that his ways are not our ways. He is the creator, we are the created. He initiates, we were meant to respond. He allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. We lose to gain, die to live, and the way up is down. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. Doesn't reproduce. It's barren. Loss is the way to gain. Death is the way to life. The way up is down. Humble yourself that he might exalt you. Seekest thou great things for thyself? Jeremiah said to his scribe Baruch when he thought he was going to come in for something. Seek them not. This kingdom is an upside down place. The sure thing is that if we try to exalt ourselves or hang on to things and people, we stunt not only their growth but our own. It depends on how dependent you are, if you see what I mean. How easily you will release people, places, things, if they happen to look like being lost to you. Life in the spirit remembers about displacement. Two things cannot occupy the same place. No longer two lives to be lived, but one. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. That security blanket, those savings for a rainy day, those bits and pieces of precious china, family heirlooms and jewels. If they occupy your heart, they're likely to come under scrutiny. They may not, but they might. You might have to let them go. Except a man forsake all that he has, he cannot. You can have them back when you can let them go, when they mean nothing, when they don't stick to your fingers, when you become a steward and not an owner. And they left all and followed him. So, you say, this isn't the picnic I thought it was going to be. What about all this abundant life business? That's what I'm after. Houses, cars, healing, holidays. I think you joined the wrong parade, sweetheart. The truth when it first comes is usually negative. If you're still with me, tune in again tomorrow. God bless you.